This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'll tell you, if you read this book, I'm writing this book also for the Republicans because I really feel, you know, deep down in my heart that, you know, Republicans are just as patriotic as everybody else, and they want a country handed off to the next generation that is just as strong as the one we inherited.
It's so generous and charitable of Jim Acosta to write a book for to Jim Acosta mansplain to Republicans, and also to say that he does think that we are as patriotic as, I guess, whatever it is that he is.
The title of that book, The Enemy of the People, A Dangerous Time to Tell the Truth in America.
Oh, Jim Acosta, what a hero. I want to talk to Gabe Pfeiffer about heroes. So, Gabe Pfeiffer joining us in studio. We have not had you in studio, at least when I've been in the room for a while.
Right, yeah. It's been a little while. I'm glad to be here with you guys.
Speaking of heroes, and you are an expert at this from what I understand, my family is on the journey through the Marvel movies.
Oh, yes.
I have not really, I mean, other than Iron Man, I hadn't really seen any of them.
I literally put together just recently, I'm not sure if you've seen it, it's a lesson plan for summer viewing, and you write little one-page essays about each of the movies. And I did this for my niece. I consider her my niece. She's the daughter of a close friend because she'd never seen it. And she fancies herself as something of a fiction writer. And I'm like, you haven't seen these movies? What are you doing? You have to do it. So I put this little thing together for her. And
so we've seen so far my family. I mean, and this is like maybe we started doing this 2 weeks ago. Maybe.
Okay.
We've seen Captain America, the First Avenger.
Okay.
Because we're doing it in order.
Okay. Well, you're doing it chronological as opposed to release order.
Let me say this. We're doing it in order of the first article that came up that said that there was an order.
Okay. All right.
You're going to be like, that's not the right order. And I'll be like, oh, man, dang it.
Everybody has a preference.
So Captain America, First Avenger.
All right.
The next one was supposed to be Captain Marvel, but until Tuesday, it was $20. And I was like, it looks like in the middle of June, we're going to be able to rent this. So we're going to put that.
Hold
so
off.
Then we watched Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2, The Hulk.
Incredible Hulk.
Thor.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I didn't mind that one. And then,
no kidding.
We put Thor on. And, well, my husband goes, what movie's next? And I just said Thor with a smile on his face. He goes, yeah, I see you.
Yeah, I see it.
Yep.
I'm like, you think he's beautiful.
Everybody knows.
He's beautiful. Honestly, I don't even know that I thought the movie was that great. Maybe I wasn't paying enough attention to the movie. I don't know.
Maybe I was distracted.
There's actually a comedic line in a movie way down the road where basically everyone acknowledges how beautiful he is. Yeah. It's kind of hilarious.
Duh. I mean, like, and I will say that the women who are in these movies are stunning as well.
Oh,
like, there's just a lot of beautiful people.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yes. Yep. So we did The Hulk, then we did Thor, and then we went back and watched Captain Marvel because we could rent it.
Yeah, because it just came out. Okay, right.
Which, I got to say, I liked it. And I didn't see, when I put out there, and I know responded, I'm like, is Captain Marvel worth a $19.99? Because if it's going to be rentable here in a week, do I wait or do I just purchase it because I'm going to want to own it anyway? And the resounding response I got ranged from, it's good, but it's not worth the buy. It's terrible. And not many people were like, it's the best one out there.
Yeah,
so
It's low on the totem pole of Marvel movies. And I think part of the thing, too, is that they've been getting progressively better and they've been, you know, diving into their own lore. So this one coming so late and after frickin' Infinity War.
Yeah. Which I have not seen.
Exactly. It's kind of a letdown. So you know, I'm sure there's a portion of that.
If Captain Marvel would have come out like during Iron Man 1 in 2 days, it would probably be awesome.
It would have been in line.
You're such a Marvel elitist.
Yeah,
you're like,
I know.
They were both
in the theaters at the same time. Infinity War and Captain Marvel were in the theaters at the same time. I'm like, bad marketing. Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have skipped that one altogether.
The next one up is Avengers.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, good?
Yeah.
Katie just did Raise the Roof.
Yes.
Straight out of 1994 or something.
Raise the Roof.
That one really made the universe itself a thing. Mm-hmm. I think that that movie really, really solidified it for me.
And so that's up next.
Oh my gosh.
It's between the Glen Carbon Homecoming tonight and Pizza and Avengers.
All right.
So okay. If you're going to the Glen Carbon Homecoming tonight and I'm not there, it's because I'm eating pizza and watching. I won't be eating pizza. I'll eat chicken wings.
So is this, when you say homecoming, is this a town
carnival
kind of deal?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Cotton candy rides that are, you know,
for youngins.
Exciting for kids,
youngins.
And if I go on it, I'm going to have to take ibuprofen when I get home. But fun, you
I
know,
love a
just a general get together with your neighbors and celebrate. It's
that
always Father's
fun.
Day weekend, so
nice.
If you're looking for something fun to do, go to Glen Carbon Homecoming tonight. If you're looking for something at home to do, watch Avengers.
Yes,
so you got options.
I concur with that plan.
Well, this all started out with me talking about Jim Acosta and saying hero in the same sentence.
Mm.
Who knew?
Yes,
which is
Jim
why
Acosta.
We had to fill all this time with Marvel conversation.
Hero in his own mind.
He, you know, it's funny to me to see him come out and you know, like I keep saying this word mansplaining because I think it's funny because it's like a feminist word. And then I see how like the folks on the left mansplain more than anybody.
Yes.
About everything.
Yes.
To little old me, because I'm a female conservative. And because I'm a conservative, my female card must be cashed in at the door.
See, the thing is, if you're using the word mansplaining in anything other than irony or making fun of it or sarcasm, then yes, you're probably the mansplainer.
Yes, for sure. You know, I've had people explain to me why my support of Donald Trump is against women, and they are men telling me that, and I'm like, I don't think this is how this works. I'm so confused right now. I need a map to know who can say what to whom and when. And I've the only thing that I've understand in the key in the bottom right of this map that doesn't exist is that as a conservative, even though I am a woman, I should just shut my mouth.
Yeah, pretty much. And I think, you know, there's nothing more misogynist than a male feminist. If you've ever noticed that, you know, there's no one more racist than the white knights coming to defend the black people or whatever. So there's something about leftism, I think, that turns the entire universe on its head.
It's because it is, I think, because it is so complicated. There are so many different lines connecting one side of this, you know, universe, if you will, to the other, that they get crisscrossed so much, mm-hmm. and you get confused along the way. And you know, when I look at what President Trump has been able to do in office, and I look at how he has deregulated so much of the economy to see it roar up.
Oh yeah,
that is a very equal way to rise all boats, to raise all boats, and
we see it.
Really see it and feel it. And I've noticed too in the conversations that I have with people on the air and also people who I'm connected with that I've brought on air who I continue those conversations offline that aren't white males. Maybe they're females, maybe they're, you know, not old white males, maybe they're millennials like me, maybe they're minority groups. Even if that like love and massive amount of MAGA support for the president isn't there, they can't deny the good that is happening in this country.
Yeah. And what it's actually hilarious watching them try.
Yeah.
About the
exactly.
Like, yeah, well that
big too. Butt.
Yeah.
Hey, big
sure.
Butt.
Can I say how funny it is that we're talking about Jim Acosta, who is supposed to be this bipartisan reporter?
Oh, yeah.
And he has to highlight the fact that his book is also for Republicans, too.
Oh, like, that other half
point.
Of the
that's
country.
You're a reporter. You're not supposed to have partisanship either way. You're supposed to be straight up on the line reporting to us the facts. And yet you're highlighting that this could also be for Republicans, too.
Yeah.
What?
It's pretty crazy because it's like just highlight it. I don't know. It's a complete lack of self-awareness on their part. In all things. Every time I see it, it's like, you do realize that what you're doing is completely dismantling what you say you want to do. Right.
And overarching all of that lack of self-awareness is this massive elitist mentality.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking that people like, you know, you as a black man, Gabe, and me as a female, millennial, suburban mom, how can I support President Trump? That we are actually either misguided or empty vessels waiting for their elitist lack of self-awareness, you know, snobbery to just ooze all over us. And then we'd like... what was the movie that I was watching here recently? I think it was Wreck-It Ralph, where all those... bugs, like all of a sudden the light goes up in the middle of
and their
eyes go, they look like, you know, TV screens in the old days when it was the marching ants or whatever, and then they just snap and they just fly into the light like yes sir, here I am, Jim Acosta, to take all of your words, let me read your book page for page, because this is the most important thing in the whole world. Jim Acosta is so smart, CNN is the only thing on my television. And then we're just like, all right, yeah, you're right. We see it. We finally see it your way. There's no interest or effort in considering the possibility that a large percentage, especially now, of people in America can see a baby in a heartbeat in a womb and say, that's not really the glob of cells that we were saying it was 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Or to suggest that If we have a healthcare problem, that the immediate solution is to just give the government the keys of the kingdom to say, they're the government. They can provide. They have money machines.
Yeah,
they have a money tree.
In the words of AOC, just pay for it.
Yes,
right?
Just do it.
My wife recently just said that kind of reminds her of the "let them eat cake" line
yes.
from Marie Antoinette. It's just just do. You know, it's coming from a place of, like you said, a lack of self awareness and an elitism together. It's, you know, it kind of reminds me also of Ron Burgundy, you know, explaining the meaning of San Diego.
Exactly. I mean, they forget that we little people have brains of our own,
mm-hmm.
have lives of our own, have circumstances that, you know, we have three people in here right now. We are all living three very different lives.
Yeah,
you know, you are you an empty nester?
Yeah, right now.
You're an empty nester?
Yeah.
I have three little minions at home that suck me dry of energy and money. That's why I'm here, is to make sure that I can go home and
minions.
Yes. And Katie, newly married and bought a house and working and kicking rear at her job every day. You know, we're all doing everything we can to contribute, and we're all working people,
mm-hmm.
and we're all working for reasons that are specific to us.
Yeah.
To think that here we are, a 26-year-old female, 35-year-old female, and
40-something.
I was going to say 36.
Wait, that's a good guess.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
No,
40, I'll take it.
40-something, but yeah.
African-American rocket science person, scientist person, in this room together have a lot more in common
mm-hmm.
than if you put me out on the street and found the next white 35-year-old female
right.
and set us next to each other and be like, well, these two people are the same. Let's go find a black man and say,
a black
these
man
two people.
My age.
Yeah. And say these.
We could talk it out, right?
Sure. And Katie, I mean, you hang around. You have a massive social life that I just look at from afar and think, that looks incredibly fun and extremely exhausting.
It's exhausting.
And you know, but you talk to these people mm-hmm. and they actually talk to you, which is always a story that I enjoy because
stories I have off air.
People will challenge Katie on her thoughts and beliefs, but Katie, I think they do that because they trust you.
Yes.
And they know that you're a good person. And even at the end of that conversation, when it's like, Katie, I just do not get you, they still love you.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to come to you means that there's something about you that they value and mm-hmm. admire and are kind of willing to get this off their chest with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's an important thing. But you put all those other 26-year-old females in your life, line them up next to you, you're all different. It's not like it's Katie and everybody else.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody is different.
Everyone has a different opinion on those core values that keep getting brought up, those social issues, those, I mean, everyone has a different stance that you don't fit into a particular box.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad once said, if you get five people in a room and ask them about one subject, you're going to get seven opinions.
Sure.
So, you know, because, right?
Yes.
Because everyone, even internally, we struggle with some of the ways that we construct our opinions on these things.
And for Jim Acosta to say that he's writing that book for Republicans, too, do you think everybody votes Republican for the same reasons?
Oh, gosh, clearly not.
Absolutely
not at all.
Not
at all. Yeah. And in especially in 2016, and I would imagine in a large part going into 2020, when we're looking at the likes of Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren, there's going to be a significant vote for Trump or a lack of showing up at the polls to support somebody who says, yeah, I'm a democratic socialist. Yeah, I think socialism would be good for this country. It's working everywhere else that it's employed. Oh, wait, no, they won't say that because that's the lie. It's a ridiculous lie.
But we'll do it better.
Exactly. Oh, we're going to be the first great hope for socialism. I think actually the reason we are a great hope for all the people in the world who want to come here is because we don't invoke socialism. More with Gabe Pfeiffer on YouTube at St. John the Philosopher. Go subscribe to his YouTube channel, and we'll discuss this and more. I have a piece of paper in front of me that has the word reparations on it.
Ooh.
I'm going to hand this to you and see what you think about it.
Let's do it.
And I'm going to just let you talk. We'll do that when we come back. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.